the country of Lyonesse, of the which Sir Tristram was lord of all. All this did Sir Andred, because he would have had Sir Tristram's lands. And when King Mark heard tell that Sir Tristram was dead, he wept and made great dole. But when Queen Isoude heard of these tidings, she made such sorrow that she was nigh out of her mind, and so upon a day she thought to slay herself and never to live after Sir Tristram's death. And so upon a day La Beale Isoude gat a sword privily and bare it into her garden, and there she pitched the sword through a plum tree up to the hilt, so that it stuck fast and it stood breast high. Page 417. And as she would have run upon the sword and to have slain herself, all this espied King Mark, how she kneeled down and said, Sweet Lord Jesu, have mercy upon me, for I may not live after the death of Sir Tristram de Lyonesse, for he was my first love, and he shall be the last. And with these words came King Mark and took her in his arms, and then he took up the sword and bare her away with him into a tower, and there he made her to be kept, and watched her surely, and after that she lay long sick, nigh at the point of death. This meanwhile ran Sir Tristram naked in the forest with the sword in his hand, and so he came to an hermitage, and there he laid him down and slept. And in the meanwhile the hermit stole away his sword and laid meat down by him. Thus was he kept there 10 days, and at the last he departed and came to the herdmen again. And there was a giant in that country that hight Tawleys, and for fear of Sir Tristram more than 7 years he durst never much go at large, but for the most part he kept him in a sure castle of his own. And so this Tawleys heard tell that Sir Tristram was dead by the noise of the court of King Mark. Then this Tawleys went daily at large, and so he happed upon a day he came to the herdmen wandering and lingering, and there he set him down to rest among them. The meanwhile there came a knight of Cornwall that led a lady with him, and his name was Sir Dinant, and when the giant saw him, he went from the herdmen and hid him under a tree, and so the knight came to that well, and there he alit to repose him. And as soon as he was from his horse, this giant Tawleys came betwixt this knight and his horse, and took the horse and leapt upon him. So forthwith he rode unto Sir Dinant, and took him by the collar, and pulled him afore him upon his horse, and there would have stricken off his head. Then the herdmen said unto Sir Tristram, Help yonder knight. Help ye him, said Sir Tristram. We dare not, said the herdmen. Then Sir Tristram was ware of the sword of the knight there as it lay, and so thither he ran and took up the sword and struck off Sir Tawley's head, and so he yeed his way to the herdmen. Page 418. Chapter 20. How King Mark found Sir Tristram naked and made him to be borne home to Tintagel, and how he was there known by a brachet. Then the knight took up the giant's head and bare it with him unto King Mark, and told him what adventure betided him in the forest, and how a naked man rescued him from the grimly giant Tawleys. Where had ye this adventure? Said King Mark. Forsooth, said Sir Dinant, at the fair fountain in your forest, where many adventurous knights meet, and there is the madman. Well, said King Mark, I will see that wild man. So within a day or two King Mark commanded his knights and his hunters that they should be ready on the morn for to hunt, and so upon the morn he went unto that forest. And when the king came to that well, he found there lying by that well a fair naked man and a sword by him. Then King Mark blew and straked, and therewith his knights came to him. Straked sounded a note on the horn, returned a text. And then the king commanded his knights to take that naked man with fairness and bring him to my castle. So they did safely and fair, and cast mantles upon Sir Tristram, and so led him unto Tintagel. And there they bathed him and washed him, and gave him hot suppings till they had brought him well to his remembrance. But all this while there was no creature that knew Sir Tristram, nor what man he was. Page 419. So it fell upon a day that the queen, La Beale Isoude, heard of such a man that ran naked in the forest, and how the king had brought him home to the court. Then La Beale Isoude called unto her Dame Bragwaine, and said, Come on with me, for we will go see this man that my lord brought from the forest the last day. So they passed forth and speared where was the sick man. And then a squire told the queen that he was in the garden taking his rest and reposing him against the sun. So when the queen looked upon Sir Tristram, she was not remembered of him. But ever she said unto Dame Bragwaine, "Meseemeth I should have seen him heretofore in many places." But as soon as Sir Tristram saw her, he knew her well enough, and then he turned away his visage and wept. Then the queen had always a little brachet with her that Sir Tristram gave her the first time that ever she came into Cornwall, and never would that brachet depart from her but if Sir Tristram was nigh, thereas was La Beale Isoud. And this brachet was sent from the king's daughter of France unto Sir Tristram for great love. And anon as this little brachet felt a savor of Sir Tristram, she leapt upon him and licked his leers, asterisk, and his ears, and then she whined and quested, and she smelled at his feet and at his hands, and on all parts of his body that she might come to. Leers means cheeks. Return to text. "Ah, my lady," said Dame Bragwin unto La Beale Isoud, "alas, alas," said she, "I see it is mine own lord, Sir Tristram." And thereupon Isoud fell down in a swoon, and so lay a great while. And when she might speak, she said, "My lord Sir Tristram, blessed be God ye have your life, and now I am sure ye shall be discovered by this little brachet, for she will never leave you, and also I am sure as soon as my lord King Mark do know you, he will banish you out of the country of Cornwall, or else he will destroy you." Page 420. "For God's sake, mine own lord, grant King Mark his will, and then draw you unto the court of King Arthur, for there are ye beloved, and ever when I may I shall send unto you. And when ye list, ye may come to me, and at all times early and late I will be at your commandment, to live as poor a life as ever did queen or lady." "Oh, madam," said Sir Tristram, "go from me, for mickle anger and danger have I escaped for your love." Chapter 21. How King Mark, by the advice of his council, banished Sir Tristram out of Cornwall the term of 10 years. Then the queen departed, but the brachet would not from him, and therewithal came King Mark, and the brachet set upon him, and bade at them all. Therewithal Sir Andred spake, and said, "Sir, this is Sir Tristram I see by the brachet." "Nay," said the king, "I cannot suppose that." Then the king asked him upon his faith what he was, and what was his name. "So God me help," said he, "my name is Sir Tristram de Lyonesse. Now do by me what ye list." "Ah," said King Mark, "me repenteth of your recovery." And then he let call his barons to judge Sir Tristram to the death. Then many of his barons would not assent thereto, and in especial Sir Dinas the Seneschal and Sir Fergus. And so by the advice of them all, Sir Tristram was banished out of the country for 10 years, and thereupon he took his oath upon a book before the king and his barons. And so he was made to depart out of the country of Cornwall, and there were many barons brought him unto his ship, of the which some were his friends and some his foes. Page 421. And in the meanwhile there came a knight of King Arthur's, his name was Dinadan, and his coming was for to seek after Sir Tristram. Then they showed him where he was armed at all points going to the ship. "Now, fair knight," said Sir Dinadan, "or ye pass this court that ye will joust with me, I require thee." "With a good will," said Sir Tristram, "and these lords will give me leave." Then the barons granted thereto, and so they ran together, and there Sir Tristram gave Sir Dinadan a fall, and then he prayed Sir Tristram to give him leave to go in his fellowship. "Ye shall be right welcome," said then Sir Tristram. And so they took their horses and rode to their ships together, and when Sir Tristram was in the sea, he said, "Greet well King Mark and all mine enemies, and say them I will come again when I may, and well am I rewarded for the fighting with Sir Marhaus, and delivered all this country from servage, and well am I rewarded for the fetching and costs of Queen Isoud out of Ireland, and the danger that I was in first and last, and by the way coming home what danger I had to bring again Queen Isoud from the castle Plur, and well I am rewarded when I fought with Sir Bleoberis for Sir Segwarides' wife, and well am I rewarded when I fought with Sir Blamor de Ganis for King Aguisant's father unto La Beale Isoud, and well am I rewarded when I smote down the good knight Sir Lamorack de Gales at King Mark's request, and well am I rewarded when I fought with the king with the 100 knights and the king of North Gales, and both these would have put his hand in servage, and by me they were put to a rebuke, and well am I rewarded for the slaying of Tallies, the mighty giant, and many other deeds have I done for him, and now have I my warison, asterisk, warison, reward, return to text. And tell King Mark that many noble knights of the Table Round have spared the barons of this country for my sake, Also am I not well rewarded when I fought with the good knight Sir Palomides and rescued Queen Isoude from him, and at that time King Mark said afore all his barons I should have been better rewarded. And forthwithal he took the sea. Page 422.